There's different kinds of teleportation too. You know, we've mentioned the fly, and we've got that whole science fiction aspect of it. Star Trek, of course, is the classic with the transporter and beam me up, Scotty. We all have that image in our minds. There are other kinds of teleportation too, psychic teleportation that we can get into, some fascinating stories there. The idea of a stargate where you can step into kind of a space-time tunnel, if you like, and disappear in one place and reappear somewhere else. And then there's the quantum teleportation, which is what's happening in labs today, where we can actually take a particle and make it, you know, disappear here and reappear maybe a few yards or even half a mile away, the same particle, but it's not actually traveled between those two points. It's dematerialized in one place and rematerialized somewhere else. It's not actually, you know, covered the points in between A and B, and that's really the defining feature of teleportation.
Well, now, when it's being created from one spot to another, I assume you need a machine or an apparatus on both ends, right?
Yeah, you do. You can't do it without a receiving end too. So that's one of the catches with teleportation as it's actually happening in the real world, which is kind of different from the Star Trek version, where they have a, you know, a transporter at one end, but they seem to be able to sort of rematerialize on a strange new world without something at the other end. Well, what's happening in the labs today is you do need a receiving end and a transmitting end to it.
Of course, it's in its infancy, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the theory behind it only came into existence back in 92. And the first, if you like, teleportation device, the first demonstration in the lab was back in 96. So we're talking about, you know, less than a decade. This is the scientific side of teleportation. Of course, the psychic aspects and all the other things go back centuries, as you know.
David, do you know if anybody has tried to teleport a plant or a small animal or anything like that?
Well, not in this sense, not in the quantum teleportation sense. You know, in that sense, we're talking about, you know, really subatomic particles. We're talking about, as you say, the infancy of that, and we're looking at ways how we can move up to atoms and molecules, and eventually to bigger objects. As far as teleporting, you know, life forms go, you would really be in the sort of the psychic dimensions there, and there are of course many stories of people being able to teleport, and this goes back through history to, you know, the saints and the yogis and the
sure.
people today who claim to be able to do this. And also objects, you know, I've had loads and loads of people writing to me over the past couple of years while I've been researching and writing this book, telling me some amazing stories about, you know, things appearing where they shouldn't be. And so that sort of opens up the possibility of an explanation in forms of teleportation, but that's a little bit different than what's happening in the labs.
You call this book Teleportation, The Impossible Leap. Does that mean that the leap is indeed impossible?
Well, it's kind of a catchy title. Maybe we should say almost impossible, because I don't think it is. I mean, we know it's not actually impossible. We can do it with small stuff even today. It just seems like it ought to be impossible, I guess, is what the title suggests, yeah.
Well, even with small stuff today, how do they do it, David? How do they create it from that point A, and then they recreate it at point B? And like you said, it's the exact same particle, right?
It's identical, and that's the thing. You do get an identical copy. So in theory, if you were to do it with a larger object, like a human being, and we'll get into this later on, you ought to get something that is particle perfect, right down to the last atom, right down to the last electron.
Oh, but is it the same particle? If they teleported one day George Norrie,
yeah.
would it be a new George Norrie at the other end, or would it still be me?
Well, you know, the catch with this kind of teleportation, as I say, this is called quantum teleportation because it works right at the fundamental level, right down at the quantum subatomic level,
mm-hmm.
is that you lose the original, okay? It's a fundamental aspect of this that you cannot create clones. You create an entirely separate thing, but it's an identical copy.
What about memory? Would memory be teleported too then?
Well, you know, yeah, I think it would, because if you are creating a perfect copy of your brain as well, you know, right down to the last atom, and all those atoms are in the same place, in the same state, then you would think, well, it has to be the same person. The catch is, does it transport other aspects of us? For example, if we have a soul, does that get teleported? And that's an answer, that's a question that I don't have a final answer to. But as far as the physical aspect goes, if it was possible to teleport a human being, then, you know, in principle, you ought to get the same person at the other end. Now, some people would say, okay, that's a great way to travel, you know, because I've gone from A to B, I'm the same person at the other end, so what's the problem? Other people would say, ah, but it's still a copy, therefore it's really an effective form of suicide. So, you know, take your pick.
And in theory, if you teleport 100 times, you'd have 100 copies of you, right?
Well, you wouldn't in quantum teleportation, because you always lose the original. You have to lose the original, because the very process sucks all the information out of the original, effectively destroys it.
So you'd have 100 new yous.
Yeah, you'd keep getting a fresh copy each time, but you'd only have one version. It's different than the Star Trek version, where, of course, you know, part of the drama of it is that you can keep the original sometimes. So you end up with multiple copies of people running around, and that makes for interesting stories. But it's not the way that this form of teleportation that science has discovered actually works. It's a fundamental theorem. It's actually called the no-cloning theorem. You can't get more than one version. You lose the original.